Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Wow. God gave Mary a problem in the form of a promise. Embedded in the promise was the problem of how. That Mary would be required to trust in God, position herself with God, and act on God's behalf in a way unseen before in human history. And yet the size of the promise would dwarf the problem if Mary would trust in the power of God's presence. You entered the sanctuary this morning, filled with the hope of the season, and also embedded in your life are problems, some of which you have no idea how they're going to get resolved. And yet you came into the presence of God and experienced the glory of music, the intergenerational experience of worship, sensing that God is at work, and God at work in you. The power of the experience of this Christmas season 2018 is for each of us to be re-engaged in the full promise of the Christmas. Mary could not ignore the problem, but she didn't focus on it because her vision of the promise maker, knowing he was the promise keeper, would keep her focused in the midst of the trial and the tribulation of an anxiety that just wouldn't go away. How do you keep calm? Parents of teenagers, how do you keep calm? How do you keep calm in the midst of the problems pressing on your life? Well, if we only focus on the problem, then we don't stay calm. And at the best, sometimes what we can do is stay a little less anxious than the environment which is around us. And yet, there is a Christ who centers us in the midst of whatever circumstance in which we find ourselves to know that there is a way that hand in hand with God, we may learn from the handmaiden of the Lord called Mary. And we too will find the updated experience of the how in this Christmas season. Helen Steiner Rice put it this way: for there to be peace year round, we must live Christmas every day. On Christmas Day, we're on our best behavior. It's kind of an agreement. Nobody's to get fussy and create messes and elbow and push each other. And there are a lot of people holding their breaths and a few going to the emergency room with bit tongues because of the pressure that that requires. Just looking for sunrise on the 26th to be back to the normal self. And yet in that experience of that Christmas day, there is a peace, there is a calm, there is a wonder in which we say to ourselves, if not each other, why can't we be like this all the time? And of course, that's exactly why Christ came. So that we could be in Christ-centered all the time. That we could know the peace that comes from beyond our own creation and our own understanding all the time. That's why before Christmas and after Christmas, all of us are Christmas missionaries. See, it's that 364 days of the year that we are the missionaries to explain that this is the bridge from heaven to earth. This is the reality of God become real. And people may see it in you, and you, and you, and you. And we've already heard from you. And the wonder of being able to see this reality of the Christmas are a lot of seekers wanting to know if it's true, and skeptics needing to see it in flesh and blood, see it in the lives of you before they will again trust their hearts and believe. Many of you are aware of Christopher Hitchens, who was a leader in the so-called New Atheist movement. Nothing new about it. It was just a way to market the selling of books. But he had a brother, Peter. And Peter and Christopher both grew up in the life of the church, in the Church of England. And then they both stepped away from the faith and said they believed none of it. But Peter, the brother, realized he was missing something in his life. And so, like a Nicodemus in the dead of night, he slipped into a conversation with God. And he did it by the way of the form of the back of a sanctuary where the music would be sung and played, but no one would see him. But when he left, he realized, to be honest with himself, which was his commitment, that something was stirring inside of him that he had missed since he had walked away from his faith. That something was real inside of him, that this Christ again had reappeared to him in a way that he moved from being the atheist, the agnostic, to a deist, to Jesus as a curious wonder worker, a moral teacher, to again that Jesus is that Messiah. Because he missed being at home with God. Marjorie Holmes put it this way, that at Christmas, all roads lead home. So where will you be on December the 25th? Not only in the house where you may be, the trailer, the condo, the apartment, the car, wherever you may be, but where will you be at home with God? And the Lord says, I'm always with you, Emmanuel. Come, take your place with me. The Christmas tree is really the cross. It is that new tree of life from the Garden of Eden. It's the experience of the tree at Calvary, where Jesus, upon his love, gave the Christmas gift that never goes away, the Christmas gift of his very life, the death for sin. That's all that the angels were telling Mary back when she was just in the first stages of marriage to Joseph. She was probably at the well at Nazareth, probably drawing the water that was going to be needed for the meals and for the cooking and for the cleaning of the day with her family. And the Lord had been paying attention to Mary as he pays attention to you, and realize, here is this servant of whom I can entrust the promise of promises. She will not be intimidated by the problem. She is the maidservant. And so the angel spoke the message, read to us in Scripture by the Carnahans. And she heard, and she had a conversation. And here are the takeaways. One is to trust. Trust God's peace that's revealed. And how God wants to bring peace to your life is to know it's revealed in your life, not to live someone else's life, but revealed in your life through your promise and your purpose. Your life right now. That God has a best life forward. He has a Christmas life forward for you from where you are now with him, if you will trust the promise of his presence, which is real. Yesterday was an incredible day of Trinity at work on behalf of the gospel in the city of San Antonio. Began with many of you serving in the dining room area, having prepared enough grocery meals for Christmas for 104 families, about 400 people. And then we were at our TriPoint campus, and there was hundreds of people gathering, filling TriPoint with the winter wonderland, experiencing the cultural touch of the magic of the season with the reason of the season. And then some of us were here with a remarkable story of a man who grew up from our church as a boy, who became a leader of the countercultural music here, the punk rock scene, in which where all of you are seated yesterday, it was the punk rock community of San Antonio right here, celebrating that he accepted his uniqueness in Christ and took the gospel in Christ through his life and ministry. See, we don't all look the same. We aren't all the same in every way, but we are all the same in the core way. We all need food to eat. We need a sense of belonging. We need a way of finding who we are uniquely in God and then to be that person fiercely with our life. And that's what the Lord was saying to Mary. Trust this purpose I've given you. Live it out as the peace plan for the world. So in verses 26 and 27 and 28, it goes this way. It was the greeting. It can be translated greeting, you know, behold. You can translate it, peace be with you. I mean, I say this with Todd Steele, the dean of the Truett Seminary, and Carolyn are with us in worship today, which is a great gift. I won't ask him to footnote or give a thumbs up to my translation, but there it is. That you can translate that here is the word peace with you, Mary, peace. Because you've been favored by God. God has seen your life. Emmanuel, the Lord is with you. Now, in hearing that kind of peace, Mary was troubled. You've been troubled when God's brought a promise that was bigger than who you were at the time. It was going to require you to grow who you would need to become. You realize it was a stretch beyond your own capability, and yet if it fit the size of God, it made you curious that he would trust you with such a purpose. And then the Lord knows your anxiety, and the Lord knows our anxiety. And so to Mary, the angel said, do not be afraid. Now, it's one thing to say, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And all that does is cause us to be more afraid. It's like when I'm tempted to say to a child, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. I need to help the child not to cry rather than to admonish the child not to cry. And so, do not be afraid, because God is with you. You have found favor with God. And that's the willing and the openness to an obedience to the Lord. It begins with trust. Yes. It moves us to position. When we're willing to trust, then we are positioned where we need to be. To be able to position your willpower in God's will. Now, if you've tried it to do your willpower in its own position, apart from God's will, well, you know where that's gotten you. Same place it got me. Worn out, tired, and disappointed. It's a sense of understanding that our willpower is very important. Like Charles Duhigg said in The Habit, we have the freedom to choose our habits. But once we've chosen our habits, that's who we are. That's our route that we have chosen in life. And the willpower is what makes that go. And so the Lord was saying to Mary, I've got a will for your life. And I want you to take the habit of your faithfulness that got you to here. And now trust me to that next level to be there, to position it. Jacob's family is here, his parents and his brother, and of course Sarah's here, part of the family, yeah. And for the Cincinnatics, we want to say, you know, we are grateful to God for you, we love you, and thank you for letting Jacob come to Texas from Kentucky to be here. But they're farmers. Jacob grew up on a farm. They're farmers there. The sense of the kind of trusting and then positioning, acting, planting the seeds, nourishing the crop, helping to grow, to be ready to be harvested. That's all part of the participation in the way. Not actually doing the work of getting it to grow, but positioning the seed to be able to become its true identity. That then gets food that's put into the marketplace. Your life is like the talent of God placed into your purpose of life so that it will be in the marketplace of life and that people may see a peace plan that brings ease to their troubled lives and their troubled soul. And so it was that Mary said, now how? How's this going to be? I'm a virgin, and here's the delivery system. The delivery system is that God wanted you and me to know that he knows what it's like to be human. So he became as us. And just like written in the opening three verses in Genesis, the opening book of the Bible, that God's Spirit hovered across and God spoke, let there be, and creation began. And so it was that the Spirit was around Mary, doing what only God can do in the remarkable way of what only God can accomplish. And Mary did not ask for all the scientific descriptions. She didn't ask for all the footnotes to be fully dotted. She said, I am yours. How will this be? And the Holy Spirit will come on you in the power of the Most High, El Elyon, and it will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. See, Jesus came as a gift, the very gift from the heart of God into our lives, positioning us with him that we may act. We may act with our life. And the act comes by the willingness to do, that God will do what only God can do. So we then can do what only we can do. Putting skin in the game, God coming to this creation story in the humanity of the Christ, so that we would know that our skin in the game has the power of the Christ stirring his presence inside of us to make Christmas real. Well, peace on earth, goodwill to people. Jesus the man, Jesus the Messiah, would say to the woman who came to him and bathed his feet with the tears and washed it and dried it with her hair because she was so sorrowful for her sin and glad for his grace. And Jesus said to her, peace, you may go in peace. So Jesus said to the woman whose bleeding would not stop, who touched the hem of his garment, and when she was healed, he said to her, peace. And so Jesus said to the followers of the Christ, he said, when you go into a home and you see the character of their faith, speak to them peace, and that peace will may be in the home. Jesus said to the followers of his in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. This power of the peace comes into the world not simply as a magic dust, but of a living relationship, because Jesus also said, if you think I haven't come to force people to make decisions, it will be disruptive. Because I'm coming as the Savior of the world. So it's a choice. Christmas year around, well, even if not everybody around you is willing to do it with you, will you be willing to do it? As the Prince of Peace has called you to create his peace in the world, for you to be that radical peacemaker? Let it be, Lord. Let it be that we will come home and fulfill the peace of the home of Christ in the world. Let's pray. Thank you for the gift that you give us, the gift that we come and commit and connect into this experience of invitation right now. Amen. We're grateful that you are here, that you have said yes. That you, on your own or invited by another, you took an invitation from God to be right here. And then God says, I have a gift I want to give you. It's a gift to say yes to me. Whatever God is pressing on your heart, whatever he is communicating to you with Jesus, say yes. To be your personal Savior, yes. To have home right here in the Trinity family, say yes. To be called to be his servant leaders, say yes. And how that's to be applied in the other areas of your life, say yes.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.